wish Mrs. McCready would hurry up and take all those people away. I'm getting horribly cramped.
And what a filthy smell of mothballs.
I expect the pockets of these coats are full of them.
There's something sticking in my back.
Ooh, and isn't it cold?
Now that you mention it, it is cold. And hang it all, it's wet too. What's the matter with this place? I'm sitting on something wet.
Let's get out. They've gone by now.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I'm sitting against a tree.
A tree?
And look, it's getting light over there.
By Jove, you're right. And look there. And there. It's trees all around. And this wet stuff is snow. There's no mistaking it. Why, I do believe we've got into Lucy's wood after all.
Yes.
I'm sorry for not believing you, Lou. Will you forgive me?
Of course. What do we do next?
Do? Why, go and explore the wood, of course.
It's pretty cold. What about putting on some of these coats?
They're not ours.
I'm sure nobody would mind. It isn't as if we're stealing, since we won't be taking them out of the house, or even out of the wardrobe.
Now you put it that way. Coats on, everyone.
We can pretend we're Arctic explorers.
This is going to be exciting enough without pretending, I think.
Which way now?
That way.
No, wait. Shouldn't we go that way if we're aiming for the lamppost?
What did you say?
I said...
We heard what you said, Edmund. You really were here, and you made out that Lucy was telling lies.
Of all the poisonous little beasts.
Which says it all, I suppose. You be the leader, Lucy. Goodness knows you deserve it. Where do you want to take us?
What about going to see Mr. Tumnus? He's the nice fawn I told you about.
All right, to Mr. Tumnus it is.
Oh no! Look!
Oh, terrible.
What do you suppose happened here?
It looks like the door was beaten down. It's been broken to bits.
Must have happened some time ago. Look, the snow has drifted in from the doorway. It's heaped all over the floor.
It's been ransacked too. It's as if someone threw the fire all over the room.
Oh, look. This was a picture of Mr. Tumnus's father.
Slashed to shreds with a knife, I'd say.
This is a pretty good washout. Not much good coming here.
What's this? Did someone leave a note?
What does it say?
I can't read it in this light. Let's get out into the open air.
Good idea.
That's much better. The former occupant of these premises, the Fawn Tumnus, is under arrest and awaiting his trial on a charge of high treason against Her Imperial Majesty, Jardis, Queen of Narnia, Chatelaine of Caer Paravel, Empress of the Lone Islands, etc. Also, of comforting her said Majesty's enemies, harbouring spies, and fraternising with humans. Signed, Morgrim, Captain of the Secret Police. Long live the Queen.
I don't know that I'm going to like this place after all.
Who is this Queen, Lucy? Do you know anything about her?
She isn't a real Queen at all. She's a horrible witch, the White Witch. Everyone, all the good people, hate her. She's made an enchantment over the whole country, so it's always winter here and never Christmas.
I wonder if there's any point in going on. I mean, it doesn't seem particularly safe here. And it looks as if it won't be much fun either. And it's getting colder every minute, and we've brought nothing to eat. What about just going home?
Oh, we can't. We can't. Don't you see? We can't go home now. Not after this. It's all on my account that the poor fawn has got into this trouble. He hid me from the witch and showed me the way back. That's what it meant by comforting the Queen's enemies and fraternising with humans. We simply must try to rescue him.
A lot we can do. We haven't even got anything to eat.
Oh, do shut up, Edmund. What do you think, Susan?
I have a horrid feeling that Lucy is right. I don't want to go a step further, and I'd wish we'd never come. But I think we must try and do something for Mr... whatever his name is, the Fawn.
That's what I feel too. Though I'm worried about having no food with us for the journey. I'd vote for going back and getting something from the kitchen. Only there doesn't seem to be a certainty of getting into this country again once you've gone out of it. I think we'll have to go on.
So do I.
So do I.
If only we knew where the poor chap was imprisoned.
Psst.
Wait, what was that?
Psst.
It came from over there.
Can you see what it is?
Yes. I know. It's a beaver. Do you see the tail?
Oh, it's signalling to us.
I think it wants us to go over there.
Shh. And it wants us to go quietly.
What do you think, Lucy? Should we go to it or not?
I think it's a nice beaver.
Yes.
But how do we know?
Shan't we have to risk it? I mean, it's no good standing here.
Look, it's waving to us again.
Come on, let's give it a try. All keep close together. We ought to be a match for one beaver if it turns out to be an enemy of some sort.
Careful.
Pardon me. Are you signalling us?
Further in. Come further in.
It talks!
Why wouldn't it? It's a magical country, isn't it?
Point taken.
Shh! Come right in here, into the wood. We're not safe in the open. That's better. Much better. Now, are you the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve?
We're some of them.
Shh! Not so loud, please. We're not safe even here.
Who are you afraid of? There's no one here but ourselves.
Well, there are the trees. They're always listening. Most of them are on our side, but there are trees that would betray us. To her. You know who I mean.
If it comes to talking about sides, how do we know you're a friend?
Not meaning to be rude, Mr. Beaver, but we're strangers.
Oh, quite right, quite right. Here's my token.
A handkerchief.
Oh, of course. It's my handkerchief. The one I gave to poor Mr. Tumnus.
That's right. Poor fellow. Got wind of the arrest before it actually happened and handed this over to me. He said that if anything happened to him, he must meet you and take you on to... They say Aslan is on the move. Perhaps has already landed.
And now a very curious thing happened. None of the children knew who Aslan was, but the moment the beaver had spoken these words, everyone felt quite different. As if something jumped inside of them. Edmund felt a sensation of mysterious horror. Peter felt suddenly brave and adventurous. Susan felt as if some delicious smell or some delightful strain of music had just floated by her. And Lucy got the feeling you have when you wake up in the morning and you realize that it's the beginning of the holidays or the beginning of summer.
And what about Mr. Tumnus? Where is he?
Shh! Not here. I must bring you where we can have a real talk and also dinner. Come now, follow me. Follow me.
They hurried along behind the beaver, who led them at a surprisingly quick pace and always in the thickest part of the forest for over an hour. The two girls had gone further ahead when Edmund said to Peter,
too high and mighty to talk to me. I've something to say which you'd better listen to.
What is it?
Hush, not so loud. There's no good frightening the girls. But have you realised what we're doing?
What?
We're following a guide we know nothing about. How do we know which side the beaver is on? Why shouldn't it be leading us into a trap?
That's a nasty idea. Still, it's a beaver, you know. Aren't they on the right side in most of the stories?
If it comes to that, which is the right side? How do we know that the fawns are in the right and the queen is in the wrong?
They called her a witch.
We don't really know, do we?
The fawn saved Lucy.
He said he did, but how do we know?
The beaver had Lucy's handkerchief.
Which he got from the fawn. That doesn't mean anything, really. And there's one other thing. Has anyone the least idea of the way home from here?
Great Scott, I hadn't thought of that.
Suddenly the trees began to get thinner in front of them and the ground to fall steeply downhill. A minute later they came out under the open sunny sky and found themselves looking down on a fine sight. They were standing on the edge of a steep, narrow valley, at the bottom of which ran, or at least it would have been running if it hadn't been frozen, a fairly large river. Just below them, a dam had been built across this river, and when they saw it, everyone suddenly remembered that, of course, beavers are always making dams.
What a lovely dam, Mr. Beaver. Did you make it?
Merely a trifle. Merely a trifle. And it didn't really finish.
Out in the middle, partly on top of the dam, was a funny little house, shaped rather like an enormous beehive. And from a hole in the roof, smoke was going up.
Oh. Here we are. Oh, and it looks as if Mrs. Beaver is expecting us. I'll lead the way, but be careful and don't slip.
The top of the dam was wide enough to walk on. Mr. Beaver led them in single file right out to the middle, where they could look a long way up the river and a long way down it. And when they'd reached the middle, they were at the door of the house.